The Yankees take it on the Reds in Todd Frazier's debut in pinstripes. And, of course, he faces his former team. Frazier's first at-bat in pinstripes, a most eventful one.
With the bases loaded and no one out, it'll be Todd Frazier, Tyler Wade, a left-hand hitter, and then the right-handed and catcher Austin Roma. And Yankees have a chance to give themselves a lead with the bases loaded and no one out. And the 3-1 swung on and hit on one hop to short. Touch second, throw to first, double play. And they have a runner in trap. Didi is trapped between second and third. Run back, and he escapes the tag, but they're going to say he's out of the baseline. So the Reds have what you could call a triple play. The Yankees score a run on a wild play and lead 1-0. It was a line drive that was short hop by Peraza. And Peraza then touched second and threw to first. There's the double play. And then Didi was trapped. One run, three hits. No one left. And at the end of two, 1-0 Yanks. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, a fly ball to left center. On the run is Gardner to make the catch and end the inning. But seemingly every other night, Baltimore's down 5-0 all the time. Well, Votto flies out, and Montgomery is really rolling along. 1-2-3 at the end of 3.5, 1-0 Yanks. Now here comes the 3-1 to Roman. And he lines one fair. It's over first, down the right field line, rolling to the right field corner. Extra base hit. Wade races to third. They're going to send him. The relay throw won't be made. It is a ribby double for Austin Roman down the right field line. Talk about speed. Wade scored easily from first without benefit of a throw. Oh, that's terrific. A ribby double for Roman, and the Yankees take a 3-0 lead.
And as we've said all year about Austin Roman, that was a breaking pitch that stayed over on the outside part of the plate, and he didn't try and pull it. He just went with the ball. He is best when he goes to right and to right center. Tyler Wade is fun to watch, boy. He really knows how to play this game.
Boy, that's terrific stuff. 2-1. Swung on and drilled to right. Judge going back, leaps, and he couldn't make the catch. One run has scored. And on to third, holding is Cozart. You know why Cozart didn't score? Because he has a bad quad. Billy Hamilton ripped the ball off Judge's glove right at the wall. So it is a double. That's all for Betances. It's now a 3-2 game. The tying run at third, the go-ahead run at second with two men out. A right-handed Suarez is up. But that's the only reason the game is not tied. I gather Cozart couldn't run. The ball just went off Judge glove on his leap. Now here is Suarez with second and third, two men out. Base hit puts the Reds ahead. Now here's the 3-2 to Suarez from Warren to Suarez. Runners lead, second and third, two out. Half swing. Did he go? Did he go? He went. A half swing by Suarez on a slider that was out of the strike zone. Boy, the Yanks got a break. Whoa. One run, one hit, and two left. Now at the end of 7.5 innings of play, 3-2 Yanks. And the 2-2. Swung on and driven to deep right center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Into the Yankees bullpen. Yes, indeedy. Didi Gregorius makes Yankee fans euphorious. He homers to right center, and the Yankees have a 4-2 lead.
Boy, what a night for Didi Gregorius. He had that single in the bottom of the second, the sacrifice fly in the fourth, and now gives Aroldis Chapman a little breathing room as the Yankees lead 4-2. Boy, you know, you can talk about Frazier and Judge and thing, and Didi really does get overlooked.
He does indeed.
Yankees double up the Reds 4-2. Jordan Montgomery picks up his first win in five July starts, giving up just one run on two hits as he pitches into the seventh. The triple play turned by the Reds, their first one since 1995. That had been the longest drought in the major leagues for any team. Despite the odd triple play grounded into in the second inning by Todd Frazier, it was nonetheless one in the win column for the Yankees as they doubled up the Reds at Yankee Stadium 4-2. Here is Yankees skipper Joe Girardi.
You know, I thought he made some good pitches, more good pitches. He had the one bad inning, but, you know, early on he was using his fastball a lot and he was getting some some behind in some counts and seemed to find his curveball as the game went on. And his changeup was good, you know, pretty much the whole night. So, I thought they did a good job of getting through innings when he didn't have his, you know, his curveball early on.
Didi is obviously ridiculously hot right now. What are you seeing from his at-bats?
He's just not missing his pitches is the bottom line. And, you know, you look at that last at-bat, he fouls a few pitches off until he gets one that he can handle. And that's, you know, I mean, that's when you're going good, that's what happens.
Did you have Robertson tonight?
I was trying to stay away.
Who else? Wally?
Joe, I know we've talked about Betances a lot of times. Do you think this is starting to cross over into a psychological thing with him?
No, I don't think so. You know, it's hard to say, Wally. I mean, he's had some pretty good outings, the second half. Again, tonight, you know, he walks Mesoraco to start the inning, and then, you know, he gets a couple outs, and then he gets behind. He was in bad counts again. And, you know, Dolan's had to fight through this before in his career. This is not the first time that this has happened in his career, and he's gotten through it, and we got to help him get through it.
Susan.
Was this a step in the right direction for Chapman tonight?
Yeah, I really liked what I saw. I liked what I saw his last outing in Seattle after he gave up the hit. I mean, he was really, really good. Didn't throw a lot of pitches. You know, he threw his changeup tonight. He might have thrown one slider, I'm not sure, but I thought his stuff was pretty good.
Brian.
He mixed.
Sorry.
Brian. Pretty unique triple play. What was your role on that situation there?
You know, Didi thought it was going to be a line drive that was caught. So then he went back, and I think when he was running to third, he didn't think he was going to make it. Or I don't know if he thought the guy at second was going to turn and throw to third. If he would have kept running, I think he's safe. But it's a strange play.
All the way in the back left, Joe.
Tommy Canley has only faced one batter tonight, but what have you thought about his first week here in New York?
He's done a really good job. I mean, he's facing a tough hitter in Scooter Gennett. I mean, he's had an outstanding season. He's got a lot of power, and he's got the ability to get right-handers and left-handers out at a high rate and strike people out. So he's been really good his first week.
Dan.
Devon, just taking Montgomery out after 85 when he was going as well as he was, is that just because of the tying run? Is that the play?
Yeah, that's why we went and got these guys, you know, and it's a situation, you know, if I leave him in and the guy, you know, hits a home run, I'm asked that. So I just felt that it was time. His last two outings have not been great outings. I wanted him to have a good outing, and that's what he had, and we build on this.
It was a very eventful first at-bat for Todd Frazier in pinstripes on Tuesday. He came to the plate bottom two, bases loaded, no one down. Frazier did bring in a run, but it came at the expense of a triple play. Frazier spoke about the odd at-bat and about the Yankees' 4-2 win over his former Reds team.
I think Brett Gardner was laughing at me, and I think somebody asked for the ball so they can, you know, have it. But it was just unbelievable. You know, you get into a hitter's count, and away it goes. So, you know, we got a run in, which helped, but at the same time, hopefully that doesn't ever happen again.
What was the experience like, your first game in pinstripes, knowing you had so many people here?
Oh, it was unbelievable. It was great. It was great. I think I might have set a record for first ever bat at the Yankees getting a triple play. I mean, it's got to be a record. It's funny to laugh about it now, but at the time I was a little upset. But, it was great. Great experience all the way around, you know, from start to finish. And, we got the W. You know, Didi's coming up big, and, Chapman sealing the deal.
Did you let that roll call sink in for an extra beat?
Well, yeah, he was in between pitching, so I heard it. But I wish it was awesome. It was just great. It was pretty fun. I let it sink in, and then finally did it. And I think somebody on the Red Sox was laughing at me too over there. I think Bronson Arroyo was making fun of me. But other than that, just a really great experience. You know, not only for me, but for my family and friends.
It had been a rough July for Jordan Montgomery as he'd gone winless in four July starts. But Montgomery bounced back big time on Tuesday, pitching into the seventh inning and getting that elusive first win in the month of July. Montgomery spoke to the media following the game.
A good two-seamer. Threw my curveball well when I need it to put somebody away, and threw a couple good sliders.
When you're at 85 pitches in that seventh inning and you see Joe, what's your reaction when he's coming out to get you?
It's fine. We got too many good arms in the bullpen to waste, so I was okay with it. Tommy came in, got the out, and got the win. So,
after you guys win that series in Seattle, how important was it to keep that momentum going here today? And did you feel that weight at all taking the mound tonight?
No. Team's just trying to go out there and win every game. I'm trying to throw strikes and give it up to the defense and the bullpen to make the plays, and they were outstanding tonight. Didi made that play in the hole, and Judge made a couple hard plays off the end of the bat that sometimes fall.
The Yankees send Luis Severino to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Homer Bailey.